Sydney comedian Mandy Scottney is turning her most embarrassing life decision into an incredibly honest debut solo comedy show. We're talking Married for 6 Weeks, the true story of a tumultuous 6-week marriage that left Mandy with a broken heart, solo custody of a cat called Sam, and a collection of unpaid parking fines. This incredibly honest comedy show explores the rocky terrain of whirlwind romance, ignoring all the red flags, because red is Mandy's favourite colour, and navigating the aftermath of saying yes when every instinct screamed no. To discuss further, an expert on the topic, a PhD candidate, comedian Mandy Scottney. Welcome back again to the 2SER Breakfast Studios.
Oh, thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Last time we had you here, we were talking about your gallant Valentine's Day show at Toxteth.
Yeah, yes.
How did that one pan out?
Oh, it was so much fun. It was so much fun. A bunch of single women in a room laughing at female comedians. It was absolutely brilliant. We had a great time.
And you seem to have been very busy in between now and then as well.
Yes, I am busy. I'm juggling comedy and a day job and a PhD and, you know, trying to eat well, exercise and have a social life.
That's it, because yeah. So you're a regular fixture at Brouhaha at Hopsters?
Yes, Brouhaha at Hopsters. That's my show. I curate that and MC that every month, so that's great fun.
Yes. And the Laugh In as well? You're doing some regular stuff there?
Yes, bit of a regular fixture at the Laugh In. I also curate the women's comedy show there called Wicked Women. We've got 3 nights running later in the month as part of Sydney Fringe, so that's good fun.
And, of course, Sydney Fringe is...
Sydney Fringe. Sydney Fringe comedy.
Yes, that's what we're here to talk about. Mm-hmm. How do these Sydney Fringe opportunities come about?
Well, you basically take a deep breath, put an application in, and keep your fingers crossed.
Okay. I do note that those fingers of yours look like they've been doing some heavy lifting
yes,
in the last little while.
They were. I mean, I was originally actually applying to do a show about menopause because I think menopause is a really funny topic. But in the end, I decided to tell a story that's a little bit more like the story that only I could tell.
Well, exactly. Like menopause is universal, but Married for 6 Weeks might be...
less popular.
Yeah, a more unique perspective.
A more unique perspective, absolutely. So that was it. It was sort of like, look, what is a show that I can write about that is my story? Having said that, it is a story I've actually never really told before. In fact, I mean, this happened 20 years ago, and anyone that's met me in the last 20 years did not know that I was married for 6 weeks because I was so embarrassed about it. Like, it was such a intense, wild period of time. And, like, I'm an intelligent person, you know. I've got my stuff together.
Yeah.
And this idea of being married for 6 weeks just felt – look, I've got to be honest, I was ashamed. So rather than just, like, telling a few friends, I'm like, no, I'm going to write a comedy show about it and tell the world.
So what changed since then? Have you gotten braver? Has society changed to make it more accepting?
Look, I don't think it's accepting. I think it's still quite a wild time. And there's probably still an element of being a bit embarrassed about it, but I've decided to own it.
Yeah.
I've decided to own it. And I guess it is quite empowering to go, yep, I made this wild decision, but it's my story and I'm going to tell it and hopefully it will also be funny.
And is that the sort of thing with telling this story, with writing it, with getting it out there and verbalising it, has that sort of given you a level of power as a result?
I guess it's given me a different perspective. It was 20 years ago and I have done the work. I've done the therapy, a lot of therapy. I even did a 2-year master's degree in counselling and psychotherapy to come to terms with
it. So you can help
it.
Others.
So I can help others, exactly. But, yeah, I think the process of writing it is making me look at it from a different perspective. And I have had personal insights that probably I hadn't even thought about. So, yeah, it's been a therapeutic healing experience.
And now that you've done the work, do you have friends coming up to you asking for advice as a result?
Look, I'm quite happy to give advice. I don't know if everybody should take it. but I am very happy to give advice. Look, you know, I am that kind of person, though, that, you know, people will ask me for advice, but clearly some of the decisions I've made haven't always been the wisest. My mum says, you know, Mandy, for someone who's so smart, you don't always make the best decisions.
Is mum going to be at the show?
Actually, my mum is coming to the show. She's coming to the Sunday night. It's the first time my mum's seen me do comedy.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So that is, I'm thrilled, actually. I'm absolutely thrilled that she's coming along.
Is she doing a thing going to church first and then going
to... Well, she will be going to church in the morning. Yeah. Yes.
And then going to see a story, a true story of a tumultuous 6-week marriage.
That's it.
Well, I'm glad, and I hope the comedy thing has helped heal the broken heart. As you say, it was a long time ago.
The healing was done, but it's just, like I said, it's just, you know, given me a slightly different perspective. And I should say, look, it is a traumatic story.
Yeah.
There is some fairly dark themes in there. And I'm trying to tell it with authenticity and humour. So that's the goal. You'll have to come along to see how well I achieve that. I'm trying to approach this kind of challenging life experience with lightness and some of the lessons, I guess, I've learned along the way.
See, this is good. This is great. Mm. You're doing so much stuff beyond this. If people are wanting to find out everything that you're up to, Mandy, mandyscotney.com is the website
to
go to.
That's it.
My God, you're photogenic, might I just say, with all these photos. It's great stuff. And, of course, Married for 6 weeks on at the Factory Theatre. First show is Saturday, 6th of September. Oh, my gosh, that's this Saturday. From 8:15 p.m. and 7:15 on the Sunday evening. And, of course, the Factory Theatre, just an awesome place.
Oh, it's fantastic.
To go and catch a show.
Yeah, it's great. I should say the Saturday is selling quite quickly. Mm-hmm. So if people are keen to come along to that one, jump in and book now. Sunday, you got a little bit more time for that. That's a little slower. Mm-hmm. More tickets available there, but would love to see you either night.
And, of course, all the other stuff you're doing, Brouhaha at Hopsters, The Laugh In, The Wicked Women, it's all available at the website, mandyscotney.com. Mandy, I thank you so much for joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast.
Thank you so much for having me.